Nolte, far-left PolitiFact forced to remove fake fact-check about coronavirus lab leak. By John Nolte on May 20, 2021. The proven liars and far-left McCarthyites at the disgraced PolitiFact have been forced to remove a fake fact-check about the possibility of the coronavirus being created in a Chinese lab. In September of 2020, the fake fact-checking outlet ripped into a guest on Tucker Carlson's primetime show for suggesting the coronavirus was created in a Chinese lab. This fake fact-check was also the outlet's way of not only declaring everyone a liar who suggested such a thing, but shutting down debate and inquiry, which is what this fake outfit regularly does to protect the globalist establishment, most especially the communist Chinese. Here's part of PolitiFact's write-up, "I don't link fake news." Over the next 6.5 minutes, Dr. Li Meng Yan, a virologist and former postdoctoral fellow at the University of Hong Kong, explained that the Chinese government created the coronavirus in a Wuhan lab and released it intentionally. The virus genome, she said, indicates that it was modified. She accused the Chinese Communist Party of silencing those who claim otherwise. Although no one could truly know where the Chinese virus originated, which means Dr. Yan's theory is a perfectly reasonable one, the propagandists and liars at PolitiFact still dutifully circled the wagons for China and lied to whatever gullible readers it still has. And did so with this, "The claim is inaccurate and ridiculous. We rate it pants on fire." This anti-science and laughably arrogant paragraph explained the ruling. The genetic structure of the novel coronavirus, which has been shared by thousands of scientists worldwide, rules out the possibility that it was manipulated in a lab. Public health authorities have repeatedly said the virus was not created in a lab. Scientists believe the coronavirus originated in bats before jumping to humans. Experts have publicly rebuked Yan's paper, and it's unclear whether it was peer-reviewed. So what we have here is just another example of the hoaxsters at PolitiFact taking opinion and spinning it into fact in order to serve their masters. Anyone interested in their own credibility and their own integrity would never go out on a limb like this, would never get ahead of what's known about the virus to declare the issue settled. But PolitiFact has never been interested in credibility or integrity. This is all about weaponizing their fake fact checks to shut down debate and smear their political opponents as liars. In other words, PolitiFact is nothing less than a gang of McCarthyites. Well, once again, the fake fact-checking chickens have come home to roost. At the top of this fake fact-check, PolitiFact has had to make a oh-so-humiliating confession. Once again, "I don't link fake news." Editor's note, May 17, 2021. When this fact-check was first published in September 2020, PolitiFact's sources included researchers who asserted the SARS-CoV-2 virus could not have been manipulated. That assertion is now more widely disputed. For that reason, we are removing this fact-check from our database pending a more thorough review. Currently, we considered the claim to be unsupported by evidence and in dispute. The original fact-check in its entirety is preserved below for transparency and archival purposes. The emphasis and italics above are original. To me, the confession is right there in the word "asserted." In this quote, PolitiFact's sources included researchers who asserted the SARS-CoV-2 virus could not have been manipulated. In other words, this was not about objective fact, but an assertion from experts handpicked by experts. And it was this deliberately sloppy and partisan approach that gave PolitiFact all they needed to smear a virologist and former postdoctoral fellow at the University of Hong Kong as someone spreading lies. What kind of idiot still trusts PolitiFact? Regardless of your own personal politics, who wants to be serially lied to, fooled, and played for a sucker? Like the rest of the corporate media, it is long past time to put PolitiFact on ignore. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.